It's been a while since my last audio boo because I guess I just didn't really have anything much of any great interest to say. But O'Mahony blog, Paul O'Mahony, posted an audio boo last night that got my interest back again because he spoke about passion and poker in the one boo. And I guess I do have a passion for poker, so I said I'd chime in here. Paul was saying how great it would be to get a guy that he knows to post audio boos about his professional poker experiences. I'm not a professional poker player, but I do love the game. I guess I love it primarily because of the mathematical side of it. A lot of people who don't play poker, just have an image of it being a real gambling kind of an activity, just about pure luck. But on the contrary, poker is actually a game of great skill, and in particular the poker that I play, which is a form of it called Texas Hold'em, now the most popular form of poker, and it's called the Cadillac of poker, in fact, and primarily it's so because it is considered a very fair game in the sense that it's slightly more balanced in favor of skill than of chance. So professionals will say that it's about 60% skill, 40% chance. And you might scoff at that, but the facts back that up. The fact that there are professional poker players at the very top of the game who do year on year continue to make money just proves that it's skill, because nobody's luck can last that long. You see players coming and going every year, who have a good run, as they say, a run of luck. And they look like they're going to be the next hotshot poker player, but they don't stick about because the luck runs out. Whereas the very top layer of poker players are there year after year. Players like Phil Ivey, Phil Helmut. There's a Harrington guy whose first name I can't remember for some reason, but players like that just stay there. They stay at the top. So I love poker because it's a game where you really have to know and learn about probability. I used to love that part of maths when I was in school. So that you can kind of predict your chances of winning a hand according to the cards that you have and the cards that are being dealt on the table and the cards that you think your opponent might have. So it's a game of probability and maths and strategy and also, of course, bluffing is a big part of it, but that's based also on probabilities, probabilities that you'll be called on your bluff, according to the pattern that the other players have used. So, Paul, you have reignited my interest in audio boo now with talk about poker and about relating experiences. So I just relate one experience that I had recently, which was quite interesting. And the chances of getting a four of a kind in poker fairly slim, so I play weekly, and I hadn't until recently got a four of a kind for about a year, and then 2 weeks in a row I got a four of a kind. Not only that, but it was the same four of a kind. It was pocket fives that I had, and two more fives came on the table. But here's the really weird part, is I flopped. That's a term where the first three cards that are dealt on the table included two fives. So I actually flopped four of a kind on both occasions. Now the chances of that happening must be astronomically low. And as a result, I cannot now fold a pair of pocket fives because I'm a bit superstitious about them. I think they must be the two luckiest cards I've ever had. So for the poker players among you, can you please help me to understand what are the chances of getting two four of a kind pocket fives 2 weeks in a row and flopping them? Okay. All right. Thanks, Paul, for getting me back on the audio boo. And hopefully, I'll enjoy listening to more of your poker boos.